Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Attention, collectors of vinyl. Have you ever gone into a record store and felt overwhelmed by all the unfamiliar options? Are you frustrated by the constantly increasing prices of classic rock staples? Do you avoid streaming music or long for the days when music was recommended to you by a friend instead of an algorithm? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then check out I'd Buy That for a Dollar, a podcast about inexpensive, common, and underappreciated records that are waiting to be rediscovered. Each week, hosts Sean, Jeremy, and Peter discuss an album and the artist's history. Previous episodes include selections by The Isley Brothers, The Carpenters, The Doobie Brothers, and Donna Summer, among others. Become a bargain bin pro and impress all your friends with cool music trivia. Listen to I'd Buy That for a Dollar wherever you get your podcasts. Please consider supporting Black Women United YEG for the protection and advancement of Black women and girls in Alberta. You can learn more about them at bwunited.ca. They are always looking for donations and volunteers. So please, again, support Black Women United YEG for the protection and advancement of Black women and girls in Alberta. Again, that website is bwunited.ca.
Hi, I'm Jed Bodwin, and I live in Wichita, Kansas. I am a Patreon supporter for Creative Control. I discovered Creative Control some years ago, I think maybe while looking for interviews with Tommy Stinson of The Replacements. And I stumbled across this conversation that Vish had with Tommy Stinson that was really insightful. Vish held his own. I think Tommy can be a little bit of a difficult interview at times. And it went really well, and it really got into some areas that I wasn't expecting. And I thought, gosh, I have to listen to more of this guy and his podcast. Yeah, sometimes I'm not necessarily a fan of the music or musicians that Vish will have on the show, but I always appreciate their creative process a little bit more. And more times than not, though, it does lead me to finding a new musical artist that I'm interested in, or to think a little bit differently about maybe some artists whose work I've overlooked. So, you know, go ahead, and if you've been waiting at all to support Vish and Creative Control, now is probably the best time to do it. I know as a public radio employee here in Kansas, listener-supported broadcasting, whether it's podcasts or radio itself, really isn't a thing of the past. It's actually very much a thing of both the present and the future. So, yay Vish, yay Creative Control.
To make your flexible monthly donation to Creative Control, please visit patreon.com/creativecontrol today.
Creative Control with Vish Khanna.
Mikey Day is a hilarious and dynamic writer, comedic performer, host, and actor currently based in New York City. Originally from California, Day was once a member of the improv comedy theater group The Groundlings, before going on to perform and write for prominent TV shows. Since 2013, he has written for Saturday Night Live, and he's been a full-time cast member since 2018, playing a variety of recurring and standalone characters. Day is also the host of the Netflix baking design game show Is It Cake, whose third season launched on March 29th, 2024. Now, while I'm primarily a fan of Dave's work on SNL, my kids and family really took a liking to him on Is It Cake, and when I idly suggested I should try and interview Mikey after we all finished watching a recent episode, my daughter told me I really, really should interview him, and then interviewing him felt more like a dare than a choice for me. So because I take all challenges from my children very seriously, I looked into this, and now you can hear me and Mikey discuss things like his New York Yankees ball cap, his history with Is It Cake, why it features so many SNL cast members as celebrity judges, how his work on both shows might begin to inform one another at times. Legendary Canadians like SNL producer Lorne Michaels and Hollywood actor Ryan Gosling playing a part in Unfrosted, which is Jerry Seinfeld's upcoming movie about Pop-Tarts, other future plans, and much more. A part of the Entertainment One Network with the support of listeners just like you who follow and subscribe to this listener-supported and donor-driven podcast. Spread the word about it to all your friends. Leave nice reviews and ratings on your podcast platform. Thanks for doing that, by the way. It actually does help. And make flexible monthly donations at patreon.com/creativecontrol, which is the primary and most reliable way for podcasters like me to make a living. Currently my only source of income, so if you're interested, all amounts are welcome. You can donate anything you want. $1 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month. You know, all amounts are welcome, but if you or someone you know might be like a wealthy patron of the arts type person, and you might want to make a large monthly donation on the regular, that would be great. Obviously, that would be amazing. So, all this to say, thanks for donating whatever you can to my Patreon. It's much appreciated. Plus, in-kind support from independent businesses like Pizza Trocadero, The Bookshelf, and Planet Bean Coffee in Guelph, Ontario, and Granddad's Donuts in Hamilton, Ontario. This is episode 855 of Creative Control, featuring the lovely and talented Mikey Day, with your host, me, Vish Khanna. Hey, Mikey, how's it going?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Vish.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's lovely to have you. I'm a big fan. First of all, where in the world are you?
I'm in New York City right now.
Nice. I can tell by your hat.
My hat tells me my location. Wherever I go, I take the hat to remind me. Yeah, I'm in New York right now.
Nice. Great. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta. I don't know if you've ever been.
Oh, fantastic. I haven't been to Edmonton. I've been to Vancouver and Toronto, and those are the only Canadian locations I've been in. But it's a lovely country.
Thank you for saying so. I noticed on the SNL Twitter feed recently that you celebrated a birthday back in March. So I just want to say, Mikey, a happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you. Yes, March 20th. I'm a Pisces.
Nice. Now, I must ask, given our context today, did you have any cake? And if so, was it cake?
Was it actual cake? You know what? Because I'm around it so much on that show, I don't have a lot of cake in my normal life, believe it or not. I am asked that question a lot, and it's just there's so much of it on that show that in my normal life, I'm pretty good on cake.
Yeah.
So I actually didn't have any cake. I think I had some cookies. And that feels blasphemous to say against cakes. But I had some cookies on my birthday.
Are you in a position now, you and your colleagues on Is It Cake, where your friends will subject you to cake-based pranks where you don't know anymore? Are you paranoid?
I don't know, but cake-based pranks would be the good name for a band. That's my immediate thought. Not yet. I'm often asked a lot about it, and especially if there's kids around, because kids love the show.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how kids have responded to it. So yeah. if there's kids around, they'll ask, like, are you okay? That's kind of the, I'm like, I am real.
That is so odd, because, you know, my kids, I have a 12-year-old boy and a 9-year-old mm-hmm. girl, and my daughter, Ramona, I said, you got any questions for Mikey Day? By the way, love the show. They love the show so much. And the fact I get all sorts of cool stuff come my way. The fact that I get preview screeners of Is It Cake, they think I'm the coolest guy in the world. My son got to interview Ad Rock from Beastie Boys last year.
Oh my God.
This tops it. This, for some reason, Is It Cake. They just love it. But I said to my daughter, Ramona, do you have any questions for Mikey Day? I'm talking to Mikey Day. She said, can you ask him if he is cake? So this is a normal question.
That's a normal question from the kids.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love that he interviewed Ad Rock, but he was excited about me. His priorities are wildly misplaced.
So,
but yeah, kids love it, which has been, you know, when we first started doing the first season, I thought kids would enjoy the kind of game aspect, but I didn't anticipate how much they would be into kind of the whole episode and watching the construction of the cakes and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I love it. I'll know if a kid is a fan just kind of the way they're looking, like, I know you. Who are you? I think I know you. Are you the cake man?
I want to get into the family friendly nature of the show in a bit, because it surprises me a little bit too. But before we do that, let's talk about your own origin story with Is It Cake. How did you actually get involved in hosting the show?
I mean, I remember my manager, he called me and he was like, are you familiar with the hyper realistic cake phenomenon? And I was like, excuse me? But then he kind of showed me a lot of the videos that were going around. It's kind of a viral kind of meme of cakes being cut into. I think it was a dog or something that was made out of cake, and watching a knife go towards it and then being terrified for a split second before they cut into it and it's cake. So, I mean, I was vaguely aware mm-hmm. of the realistic cake thing, but it was really when I started being involved with the show where I really started kind of checking out the videos and seeing how talented a lot of these people are that make these things. And then, you know, from there, I talked to the producers and they were really cool. It's the people that did Nailed It, which is a fun show. And I think what drew me to it is that they were very clear, you know, the show's called Is It Cake? And so it doesn't take itself too seriously, which I really gravitated towards, that element of it. And from there, just kind of learned more and more about this art form, which I've really gotten to know a lot about baking, for one,
yeah.
but also just how they pull this off is fascinating. I still don't fully understand how they do it, but I definitely am aware of a lot more aspects of this art, so to speak. Learning about fondant and modeling chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, I can look at something and go, all right, how are we going to attack this? We doing modeling chocolate? We doing a lot of fondant here? But it's still, I'm still amazed every episode. It's crazy.
It's a bit weird. As I get older, I feel like words are being invented that I didn't encounter when I was a kid, like arugula and fondant. I never heard these words before.
100%. I had never heard of fondant before in my life.
Yeah.
And I've heard it a lot since I started working on that show. So it's very cool. And like internal cake structure and stuff, and how they shape certain things. And a lot of the baking tools too. Like the sheeter and everything, like all of the apparatus that they use. I've been learning a lot about.
Yeah, it's a whole culture. I know from what I gather, you had no background in baking per se, and it sounds like you're almost a little sick of cake because there's so much cake in your life. But has hosting the show prompted you to bake more or learn more about baking?
Unfortunately, I mean, I have learned a lot. Unfortunately, it hasn't really inspired me to bake simply because I'm super bad at it. Mm. But it has turned me into a true admirer of what these people do. Because it's easy to, you know, see a video of something and be like, whoa, that tape recorder looks like a tape recorder, and then see that it's cake. Yeah. But to know how they do it and everything that goes into it, truly now, I appreciate, I think, the art form a lot more.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So often I find that cooking shows like this one or baking shows have an inherent sense of humor. Like on the Food Network in Canada, there's a Beat Bobby Flay marathon on every Friday night. And my wife and my kids, we watch that thing. While we make pizza or we're eating takeout. And I think Beat Bobby Flay, that's a really funny show. But like I'm saying, uh-huh. I think most shows like that don't have really prepared comedy bits or funny characters. And you mentioned that you right. appreciated that the approach to the show was going to be kind of light or funny. But did you know from the outset that Is It Cake might be more of a comedy show for real?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I know they were really, the producers were, you know, adamant about me kind of being able to have fun with it and feel a freedom. Because I was just worried that if I had to read a bunch of copy, like I wouldn't be good at it. I'm like, I'll be bad and it'll just sound so fakey, and me just reading rules and a bunch of copy. But they were very cool about me kind of trying to make it my own, so to speak, and having a freedom with it, which those are my favorite moments on the show, just kind of interacting with the bakers and having those kind of unscripted moments, you know? And that's what's really cool about the show in general. I mean, there is stuff that, you know, you have to get out about if this is cake or whatever.
The rules.
All the rules and the prize of money and all that, which I get. But, you know, we try and keep all of that to a minimum. That's kind of, I'm always looking at the copy being like, let's cut some lines here. So it's just the bare minimum so we can get into the fun of it. So, but in terms of how, like, you know, comedic the whole tone of the whole show was, you know, I wasn't aware until we really started getting into it. And then, you know, I feel very comfortable doing the show because, you know, the producers have fostered an environment of, you know, feeling comfortable to kind of go with it. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, it seems fun. I mean, I think that's, you mentioned kids love it. It's actually really fun. It, like, the fun is, the fun is palpable, if I might say, watching it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, sometimes they'll just give me a sledgehammer and be like, all right, you're going to break the hell out of some toilets today. Something, one of them will be made out of cake. I'm like, what is this? What is my day? But, you know, stuff like that, you know, it's silly. It's silly in a fun way.
Do you feel like the ante has been upped in season 3? Because, like, I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't seen it. Like, the sets, there's more cake. Like, the sets themselves made out of cake.
I know.
Like, that's...
They're always trying to up the ante every single season. And, you know, starting in 2 and more so in 3, I think, you know, the first game where the find that cake, where the bakers are trying to find the cake to see who will get to bake that episode, they turn the stage into these wonderful sets where half the stuff is cake.
Yeah.
Like, there's a pirate ship in season 3. There's a lot of fun stuff. So I keep saying I want to come in on some sort of vehicle made of cake. Granted, the motor and stuff will have to be practical and a real working motor, but surrounded by a frame, a body of cake. I'm like, I got to get something wheeled in there.
Yeah.
Even if it falls apart as we wheel out there.
Would it be disqualifying if the motor of your vehicle was made out of like a Cuisinart cake mixer, something like that?
Oh, that's a good call. Like turning a baking machine into the internal motor of it. I don't know, because sometimes they will have structure in there, like a wooden dowel or something, because some of them are really, the taller they are or more intense, they require kind of internal girders, so to speak.
Yeah.
And sometimes there'll be a light inside of some cakes. So
yeah.
I'm sure if there was a vehicle, you wouldn't get disqualified for having some kind of motor in there.
Giving future contestants some ideas today. That's a good idea. I think these are good
ideas. I know.
Ideas.
I mean, come on. I mean, I can see it. I don't know if it's physically possible, but it would be awesome.
To sit and ride around in cake would be a new frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little golf cart or go-kart or something made of cake. That'd be fantastic. Even if it fell apart, just dripping cake as it moves.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Yeah. Even the failure, if things fail, so to speak, on the show, I think just the ambition.
Yeah.
The ambition of the ideas is impressive, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to Creative Control, as always. As you may have heard me mention, I recently lost my day job, and I've had a few conversations with people since who've said, you had a day job? I thought your podcast was your day job. When I explained why it hasn't been my day job to a friend, he suggested I should share some of this information with people like you listening right now. So, in short, unless they have some giant exclusive million-dollar contract, podcasters are not paid to make stuff by companies like Apple and Spotify. Podcasters do not make any money from streaming royalties. Ad revenue is dependent on a certain threshold of downloads each month, and even if your show is accessed 30,000 times a month, the income you get is actually really minimal. So podcasters like me usually make time in our lives to support our communities and our interests to make these shows, and our most reliable source of income for this work is, in fact, crowdfunding. In my case, it's my Patreon. So if you'd like to receive ad-free episodes earlier than everyone else, regular newsletters and blog posts, bonus audio content, and support my work, quite literally, please visit patreon.com/creativecontrol today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So I must say, as a longtime fan of SNL, it's been nice to see so many people from the show's past appear on Is It Cake? It meant something to me personally to see Beck Bennett, who I loved on the show, or Taron Killam, or Chris Kattan, and Chris Redd have been on. And you've also had current cast members like, let me think here, Chloe Fineman, Heidi Gardner, Ego Nordholm has been on. Yeah. The season 3 finale features an all SNL slate of judges, which I thought was really nice, actually.
I know.
So given your position at the show, both shows, is it meaningful for you that Is It Cake has SNL connections, both in the great guest judges and in the comedic sensibilities you yourself bring to it as a host and a performer? Is it?
It's always fun to have SNL buddies come through. Yeah. 'Cause, you know, it's a pretty quick day for the judges in terms of the time commitment, but it's also just kind of fun. You're just kind of hanging out. Just sometimes I'll just look at them like, what are we doing right now? What is this?
Yeah.
But Ego did really well when she came on. She was fantastic.
Yeah.
She has an eye for finding the cake. I will say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always fun because they want, you know, a lot of them will watch it before they come on, and just kind of, it's cool to see them see the cakes in person too. Like Beck's face was so funny. He's like, what is happening? Because, you know, you see it on TV and you're like, I think I could do it. But then in person, you see him. And it's kind of a shock, that first reveal, which is always fun to see.
It seems to be getting harder for your slate of judges each season to deduce what is cake. But it's,
I agree.
It also seems harder for the contestants to fool them. I don't know if the two things can both occur, but again, not to spoil anything.
Yeah.
The season finale of season three is very interesting because, you know, the judges do, the contestants did a great job, but the judges are on it. Quite interesting.
The judges did their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, you're kind of going at it with the judges, you know, the contestants. It's kind of a war, so to speak. But I feel like the longer the show is on, the more people see it and kind of get to know little tricks and stuff in terms of the judges being able to find them.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think the contestants, the bakers know that. So they're really trying to fool them more. So I think it's kind of equal in terms of the cakes getting better and then judges getting a little wiser to the various tricks they employ.
Yeah. As in your position, being on both SNL and Is It Cake, do you find, and this is no pun intended, do you find that the shows are feeding into each other in terms of your approach to either? I mean, sorry, I can tell the SNL stuff on Is It Cake. Like, I can tell, like, when you do impressions or characters, that to me is an SNL guy doing some great stuff here. Has Is It Cake informed anything you've brought to SNL?
I mean, they feel very separate, but yeah, like you said, being on SNL is just kind of the nature of that show. It kind of, I feel like with SNL, I don't want to say other jobs are necessarily easy. It's just the amount of work and kind of pressure that goes into that show every week. Yeah. Other jobs, you're like, whoa, we have a couple days to film one episode. This is fantastic. Feel like time, you have a lot of time and stuff. So there's definitely a comfort level and an ease to other projects when you're used to the SNL schedule and the grind of it.
Yeah. So working more than comedic sensibilities. Nothing about Is It Cake has inspired you to bring something to the writer's room.
I mean, if we ever write anything in the baking world, I think I would have some more, a more breadth of knowledge to kind of use and employ in certain scripts.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other ways, but that might be it. Like, if there's a baking sketch, you know, I think I'd be able to provide a lot of vernacular and insight.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. As we've established, the show is a big hit with families. You mentioned Beck Bennett being on and being very excited. I think a lot of the judges seem very excited to be on the show and be a judge, you know. But the show often features some really edgy comedians as guest judges. Sam Morrell was just on my show a little while ago, for example. Really any of the former or current SNL cast members that have been on the show. So given that dynamic... Do you think, Is It Cake always conceived of as a family-friendly show, or is this just something that's kind of occurred?
Right. I mean, I definitely think in its conception, there's something that lends itself, you know, to family viewing. Because especially in that first season, just shooting it, you could feel like, oh, this would be something fun you could watch with your mom and dad. You know, have to feel weird if it gets into edgier. I remember watching like a movie with my parents and then there'd be like a kissing scene or a love scene and then just feeling like I wanted to melt into the couch. Like, please be over. So this is just something kind of fun for the whole family. So in that first season, I definitely felt it, but I wasn't, as I kind of alluded to before, I wasn't aware of that it would connect with kids so much and that they'd watch it over and over and really be into the preparation and construction of it. And I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe there's an element of deception and trickery that's fun, but It's almost kind of like magic, like watching magicians kind of prepare a trick something.
Yeah.
And like, how are they going to do that? You know, building something. And there's a lot of imagination involved. And the structure of the show is very fun too, because they show you how they make it, but you're not sure which cake is the baker's cake, if that makes sense. Like, you don't know it enough to where when it's presented with a bunch of decoys, you know which one's the cake. So you get to play the game along with the judges. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of elements that appeal to kids, which is fun. But yeah, it's something you can watch with your family and not feel weird. Like, oh, now these people are taking off their clothes and we're in a family environment.
There's barely even any like double entendres, as I recall. Like, it's pretty.
Yeah, they keep it pretty PG. You know, sometimes, like you said, we'll have comedians on that are a little edgier.
Yeah.
And such. I mean, and also they're aware of what kind of show it is. But, you know, if things kind of wander into double entendre territory, you know, in editing, they'll keep it down. Because we had one episode this season where the cakes were like, all right, your log and snake. There was a lot of things that you could take to be. And I'm sure I referenced at some point, just because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a little child. But they do a good job of kind of cutting that stuff out and such.
That's funny. I was going to suggest that maybe a comedian like Sam Morril in a taping might cross the line. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're more likely to cross the line?
I mean, if any joke, I mean, sometimes, of course, jokes are made and stuff, but, you know, they usually are edited out. And usually the comedians are aware, like, you know, families watch this, so I'm not going to go too far.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes something will happen where you just kind of instinctually make that joke.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, okay, well, they'll edit that out. But for the most part, I keep it clean. Like, every once in a while, I have kids on the set and, you know.
I was going to ask about that.
We keep it PG.
I was going to ask about that. Have you guys thought about actually incorporating kids on to the show more?
I mean, I've been pitching kid judges for a while, at least for one episode.
Yeah,
I think kid judges would be awesome. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's other elements that go into it from the production side that I'm not privy to or like aware of. Like, well, if we have kids, we need like on-set tutoring and all of the various showbiz stuff that go in to protect, you know, kids and their time and everything. So maybe that's an aspect to it, but you know, I just think it would be fun, because at the end of the day, you know, what the judging comes down to is just looking at something and being like, I think that's made out of cake. You know, at the end they do kind of, if there's a tie or whatnot, they kind of evaluate the taste of it and the look of it and discuss it. But you know, I think kids, you know, it's cake, so I think kids can evaluate cake. I mean, if I was a baker, I'd feel, I can't speak for, you know, contestants that might face a panel of kid judges, but I'd feel comfortable, you know, like kids know what they like. They know what tastes good and they know if it, if it looks good or whatnot.
Like we've been saying, kids watch the show. There's no doubt. You hear it from all over the place. I know from my house. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep pressing for kid judges.
Okay.
And then try and get, you know, all right, what's keeping us from at least one episode if there's any hesitation?
I don't mean to.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I don't mean to preemptively apply, but I know two kids who would love to be judges on the show. I'll just say that.
Fantastic. I'll say we have two Canadians.
Two Canadians.
Oh no, they have to get work visas. They're coming from Canada.
I never thought of that. That's true. I'll start the paperwork. That's a good call. We've talked about some of the celebrity guest judges. Have you received any surprising bits of feedback about the show? Maybe from celebrity fans who haven't yet been on the show, who told you they really love Is It Cake?
Every once in a while, I'll hear about someone who, either from a friend or our, this season on SNL, Ice Spice was a musical guest, and we were in the breezeway about to go out there for good nights at the end of the show. You know, where we all wave goodbye and whatever. Yeah. And Ice Spice mentioned, she's like, I love Is It Cake. I want to come on that show. I
oh, was nice.
Like, if you want to, you are absolutely consider it done, Ice Spice. I mean, you know, who knows? She might be busy when it comes down to it, if, you know. We ask her, but that was really cool.
Yeah.
It would just be so much fun to have Ice Spice as a judge. Like, okay, our first judge. You might know her. Ladies and gentlemen, Ice Spice.
That would be fun. That's great.
Yeah, it would be awesome. So that was a recent one that was fun to hear. And, you know, a lot of kids watch it. So a lot of, you know, celebrities will have seen it because their kids like it. Like, my kids love your show. I hear your voice on in my home all the time, which is, it's fun to hear.
Yeah. So season three featured at least two Canadians. Do you feel like you learned anything about Canada from interacting with these two bakers?
Crazy, because our boss at SNL, Lauren, is Canadian.
Yes, that's true.
So I feel like I every once in a while I learn more about the country from there, because he got the Canadian equivalent of the Medal of, I think here it's like the Presidential Medal of Freedom, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I know he's received the a similar honor in Canada.
He's a big deal here, that Lauren Michaels, I'll tell you that.
I know.
Yeah.
A home country hero.
Yeah.
But anyone I encounter from Canada is always very kind and very cool. I think it's a very cool country that breeds very cool people. So I'm a big fan of Canada.
Yeah. So as we've established, the concept for Is It Cake came from the internet, TikTok, YouTube, these sorts of things. That took off during this golden age of people not believing that the things they're seeing and hearing are real. So there's like this swirl of hyper-realism, satire, misinformation, AI, fake news, all swirling around. Is there any chance?
That's a good call. Yeah, that's a good correlation. I haven't really thought about that.
I wondered if Is It Cake as a meme and as a show has taken off because of this strange information processing age we're living through.
That's a good call, where like things aren't necessarily what they're purported to be.
Yeah.
Facts. Like, what is truth and facts are kind of getting muddy and cloudy.
Yeah.
So that's a good call. Maybe there's kind of an inherent, you know, draw because of that. They're conceptually at their cores kind of related. But I remember in the first season, a lot of people were like, there's so much serious stuff going on. It's kind of nice to have something so refreshingly dumb to watch.
Yeah,
don't get dumb in a fun way.
Yeah,
but you know, there's you know, you look at stuff and try to guess if they're cake. So I think there's that element too. Like, I just want to turn my brain off for a little bit. I'm gonna watch Is It Cake?
Don't get
I'm
me
watch Is It Cake and see if that toy box is cake or not.
Don't get me wrong, it's completely fun. I just thought of this. Like, we're all constantly thinking everything's a magic, everything's a magic trick, or everything's a strange conspiracy. So maybe we should have a show.
Oh yeah,
that lightens,
especially with the internet.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
Being able to peddle a bunch of misinformation.
Yeah,
it makes sense. You know, that's maybe I'll start bringing that up too. And it's like, if people are just like, this show is gloriously dumb, it's like, not necessarily. It is kind of a metaphor for this age of the truth being kind of clouded.
Yeah.
In this digital age.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just to wrap up here, I wonder if we can talk about what's next from your perspective. What's next for Is It Cake? Maybe also SNL, anything else you're working on? I see, given the food themes we're discussing today, that you have a role in the Unfrosted movie.
The Pop-Tarts. That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Lots of sugary
confections.
Sweets in my career. Yeah, in my recent career. It's Jerry Seinfeld's movie. It's very fun. It has an insane cast. There's so many people in it. A lot of people I worked with, but so many people I didn't even know were in the movie that weren't in scenes that I was in. Yeah. So, but that's, it's going to be really cool. And it's, you know, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He hasn't written and directed a movie in a while.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember. So that's coming out very shortly.
Yeah.
Season, we'll wait to hear about a season 4. You kind of never know. I mean, Netflix is pretty quick with renewing stuff, but there's kind of a few week window after the season premieres or drops that they have to tell us. So we'll find out. I would hope so. Yeah. I know, you know, the show does well and gets in the top 10 and stuff, stays in the top 10 on those kids charts for a while. I know we were going to head to head with a show called Bad Dinosaurs. It was like, I never thought I'd be so clued in to the performance of a cartoon called Bad Dinosaurs. But yeah, so we'll see. So hopefully we'll get to do more. Yep. You know, people seem to still enjoy it. Yeah. So, and then SNL, we still have a while. The season usually ends in May. So this week we have Ryan Gosling on the show, which is, America fell in love with Ryan Gosling.
Another Canadian.
Another Canadian. Just goes to show you, Canada puts out a lot of wonderful people, because not only is he, you know, a beautiful man, which anyone can, I think, objectively agree on. He's super nice. He's hosted a couple times before, and it's always fun when he hosts the show. So it'll be an exciting one.
He just had a small cameo on this extraordinary episode with Kristen Wiig over the weekend, and people lost their minds.
Yes.
Just lost their minds. You could tell that Ryan was in the house, and it was really lovely to see.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
People are screaming. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So a whole show with him? I mean, come on.
I want to thank you, especially for this time today, Mikey, particularly since it is an SNL production week. It means a lot to me. I'm a big fan of you and your work. And
oh, that's awesome.
Beyond Is It Cake.
Thank you so much, man.
I just want to point out one sketch that always sticks with me. It's the sketch, I believe it's with Quinta Brunson in the car.
Traffic altercation.
Unbelievable. That's one of the greatest. That's one of the greatest sketches I've ever seen on that show, if I may. I thought that was wonderful.
That's awesome to hear, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was so much fun to do. And
working
with Quinta was awesome. So I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do the sketches and then you're on to the next show. And so, you know, when people talk about specific sketches, it's always fun.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I share that one as much as I can with people to this day, if I can find it. We're a little geo-blocked here in Canada, if you know what I'm saying. So,
That's right. That's right. Some videos are only available. I'm like, open it up, man. Don't geo-block.
Please, if you have a Lorne Michaels ear, tell him we in Canada want his content. We love it.
I know. I'm sure if he heard that, he'd be like, what? No, one call from Lorne and it's fixed. He has that power.
I really appreciate this time, Mikey. If people want to learn more about you, are you on the internet, social media, anything like that?
I am. I don't post a lot. I'll go through phases, but I haven't posted in a while. I'm like, I need a break. I need a break from reading comments.
Yeah,
about anything. Because, you know, you'll read good comments and you'll be like, all right. Then you'll read one bad one and it'll be like ruin your day.
Yeah.
But I'm at Mikey Funtime on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check that occasionally.
Okay. I'll link to that in the show notes. People can find Is It Cake Season 3 on Netflix now.
Right.
Across the world, not just in Canada and the U.S. It's a great season. If you take my family and my word for it, it's wonderful. Mikey, really, just an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show and spend time with you.
Thank you so much, Vish.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I love Canada, so go Canada. So anything I can do, I will appear whenever. Anything I can do to help, you know, any friend up north. I love it.
Thank you so much. Best of luck in the future, and I hope we talk soon.
Thank you. You too, sir. Bye.
Well, in terms of episodes of this show, that was relatively short, but hopefully sweet, like the cake on Is It Cake? I just really want to thank Mikey Day for making time for me during, as I say, as I'm speaking to you, production week at SNL. Is the legends tell you that that week is brutal, busy. So I just want to thank Mikey for making time for me on an SNL production week to talk about that show and Is It Cake. And I hope my daughter in particular is satisfied. My son was stoked. My daughter, it almost was like a task she gave me. You must seek out this Mikey Day and speak to him. Thank you, Mikey, for both making time for me and for making my daughter think I'm worthy of her time and attention. This was the 855th episode of Creative Control, which is part of the Entertainment One Podcast Network and is available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for episodes and you can't find them on your pod players, or you want to learn more about me and sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit vishkana.com. Lots of stuff there. Also, in the show notes, you'll see a thing that says follow Vish online. That should include an updated list of where I'm at on social media with all of the different things, platforms. Also, YouTube. But most importantly, I'd say go to the Patreon. Patreon.com/creativecontrol is where you can go to make a flexible monthly donation to keep this podcast going. You've heard the pleas, maybe a couple of them on this episode alone. Whatever you can afford, if you can afford anything, if you feel inclined to support the show financially, that's the place to do it. There are incentives to support the show at different levels. $4, $6, $10, $20, $1. Doesn't matter, but if you want to support the show, that's a place to do it. And it means a lot to me these days, and I appreciate it. It really is keeping me going, I must say. Every week it goes up since we've really been making these pleas. Anyway, I feel like you and I are all in this together. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is. I feel like I'm not alone. Anyway, I'm getting a little sappy here. Let's move on. Who else do I got to thank? Oh, yeah. Pizza Trocadero, The Bookshelf, and Planet Bean Coffee, and Granddad's Donuts for their in-kind support for this show. Also, Jim Guthrie for letting me use music of his on the show. Learn more at jimguthrie.org. And finally, thank you for listening to this episode with Mikey Day. Check out this show he's on, Saturday Night Live. You might like it. He's also check out Is It Cake? Fun for the whole family, as we talked about there. It is fun. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.